Perhaps one of the best ways to understand what they were saying to us is to speak briefly and very non-technically about what we call the physics of time. There is another common thread that we find as we go through ancient and indigenous traditions, and that thread is simply this, that those who have come before us viewed our relationship to time very differently than we view our relationship to time today. In the words of their time, they remind us that the healing within our bodies, whether or not we age or how we deteriorate as we go through our lives, and how we relate to the events that unfold in our world are all very closely linked to how we perceive time in our world today. In the Four Corners area of northern New Mexico, 430 feet above the desert floor is a butte that is known as Fajada Butte. It is one part of the technology and the civilization that was left behind by the mysterious Chacoans, the indigenous peoples that settled Chaco Canyon nearly 1,000 years ago. It is on the top of this butte that we find today a mystery, what many archaeologists in North America are calling the North American Stonehenge. At the top of Fajada Butte, we find a series of 3 vertical stone slabs, and although they look very natural, what we know is that each one is carefully fashioned by hand and positioned precisely in a very specific manner. If we look behind these stones, what we find is on the flat surface behind the stones a series of spirals. They were arranged in such a way, the vertical slabs, so that when the sun shines through and in between the slabs on very particular days of the year, it casts particular forms of light onto the spiral rocks, and we call this the sun dagger. The mathematics to create this North American Stonehenge are so sophisticated that researchers were reluctant to even acknowledge that Native North American peoples had this technology until 1979, and now that they do recognize what it is off limits to the public. We see this only through photographs and through documentaries. And what this is showing us, this North American Stonehenge, is that these peoples were very adept at measuring time as it passes us by, much the way we do with our calendars today. The same kind of time measurements we find in other traditions of the world, such as the zodiac calendar on the ceiling in the temple of Dendera in Egypt, the circular calendar containing all of the original zodiac signs, the first time we've seen all these symbols together as a zodiac calendar. These are examples of the ancient traditions, again, of measuring time as it's passing us by, viewing us as witnesses, as observers of something happening around us. Well, as good as those calendars are, we also know that the ancients had very different insights into time as well. In 1999, I had the opportunity to facilitate a pilgrimage into Egypt, one of the many times that we have been to this very beautiful, very sacred land. However, this time we were allowed to go in places that some of them I've never been before. One particular location was a temple outside of Luxor, Egypt, about 90 miles outside of Luxor on the West Bank, a temple dedicated to the study of time. To the best of my knowledge, this is the only temple that I've seen, certainly anywhere in Egypt, perhaps anywhere in the world, dedicated to time and the study of time in the manner with which I'm going to describe, because rather than measuring time as it passes us by, this temple very clearly is dedicated to our ability to move through time, to project our awareness, to move our consciousness through time, not as bystanders, rather to participate in the process of time as it's unfolding. Now, this is a very different viewpoint of our relationship to time that's very empowering. We're going to tie into this in just a few moments. On the temple walls of the surrounding sites, we find deeply inscribed hieroglyphs and paintings, some of them so brilliant it's as if the artist left only moments earlier. They have been so perfectly preserved. And what they show us is that we are so closely related to the process of time that we are literally navigating time throughout our entire existence upon this earth, whether we are aware of it or not. Quantum physics today, and I'll define quantum physics briefly. Quantum science is the study of non-physical forces whose movements create our physical world. Unseen forces that touch the elements of the world around us and have an effect day in and day out. Quantum physics today and some of our best physicists are beginning to look at time in ways that perhaps we have not seen since the time of the ancients. Albert Einstein, for example, in the brilliance and the simplicity of his own language, said to us that time is not at all what it seems. Time does not flow in only one direction, and the future exists simultaneously with the past. That is quite a statement for a 20th century physicist to be able to say. It opens the door to tremendous possibilities. When I was in school and when I was studying the sciences the way they're taught today, I was taught that time moves in two directions. It moves forward and it moves behind us. So we have a future and we have a past. Science now allows for time to exist in three directions rather than simply those two. Our own science now suggests that we do have time that moves horizontally into our future. We call that forward time. Time that moves horizontally behind us into our past. We call that reverse time. And the third component of time is now called vertical time. Vertical time. What vertical time says to us, it opens the door for the possibilities that time has a beginning, time has an end, and vertical time says that time exists as layers. And this is where our discussion gets very, very interesting. Time exists as layers. For every moment in our lives, vertical time says in that precise moment, there are other moments that are playing out in the same instant. We may or may not be aware of them in that moment. It says for every instance, for example, of life-threatening conditions of disease and illness, or the global atrocities of suffering in other nations, in that same instant, there is a point in time where none of those things ever occurred, where our bodies are completely healed and where peace and cooperation have occurred among nations. Our own science now says that all of these are existing at the same point in time. Vertical time allows for many possible outcomes for any given moment in time. And this is going to give us some tremendous insight into our exploration of the ancient science of prophecy. As the prophets looked from their point in history along the layers of time to our time and perhaps even into our future, what was it that they were seeing? What were they saying to us? And what does it mean? What can we learn from what those prophets were sharing in the only language of their time? Can we use their insight and bring that to bear upon the conditions of our world today?